So thank you, everybody, for standing by, and welcome to the Portfolio Power Up, how to turn any portfolio into your strongest sales tool. I would like now to turn the call over to our host, Ed Gandia.
Thank you, Crystal, and hello, everyone. Welcome to our Portfolio Power Up teleclass. As all of you know, in most of the creative freelance categories, whether it's writing, design, photography, illustration, video, WordPress setup, you name it, just about any profession where you're creating something for a client, portfolio samples are an absolute must. Potential clients simply expect to see a portfolio sample from you if you're looking to get hired. It's evidence that you have the skills, the creative capacity, and the experience needed to help them with their needs. But the question is a portfolio sample, even a knockout sample, really motivate a client to hire you? Well, as we all know, that's not true in most cases. In fact, you might be surprised by how poor of a salesperson a traditional portfolio sample can be. And Steve, this is one of those deceptively simple techniques. It takes about 5 minutes to describe, but 30 minutes to explain how to apply effectively, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So please, folks, don't hang up the phone after 5 minutes. You know, stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we explain the details of this, because it's, again, it's one of those techniques that is easy to understand and get right away. But the real advantages of using this technique is in the details and how you create a portfolio one piece and how you use a portfolio one piece when you're promoting your services. So stay with us.
Well, good. So in a nutshell, then, what is the portfolio one sheet technique? Let's start there.
Yeah. What a portfolio one sheet is really all about, and you probably got some hints. For those of you who have downloaded the worksheets and are looking at them now, you can probably get some hints and a good idea what they're all about simply by flipping through the worksheets. It's a technique that makes the presentation of a portfolio sample, whether you're presenting that portfolio sample in person or via email, which is very common these days, or on your website, it makes the presentation of your portfolio sample much more impressive and persuasive to clients. And the reason why is that clients can see at a glance, simply because it's a single page, they can see at a glance what you really bring to the table when they hire you to do a project for them. And as we're going to discuss later on, it's a portfolio one sheet is also a terrific way of showcasing samples that are perhaps not quote-unquote real samples. Perhaps you've done some practice work because you've taken a design course or a copywriting course, or you've created some spec samples, but they're not real samples yet. You didn't actually do this work for real clients, but you want to showcase them in the most effective, impressive way. We're going to show you how to do that later on with portfolio one sheets as well.
Well, good. But before we begin, Steve, though, why don't you give us a quick background on how you developed this idea of a portfolio one sheet, because this is kind of unique.
Yeah, well, I remember actually very clearly the moment it really hit me that showing a client a actual portfolio piece had a lot of drawbacks. And I remember meeting with a potential client who wanted a series of sales brochures written. And I had this four-page sales brochure. And, of course, it came to the point in that conversation where the client said, hey, can I see a sample of your sales brochure writing? Can I see a sample from your portfolio? And I pulled out this, what I thought was a very impressive four-page brochure that I had done for a company called Alias Wavefront. And I passed it over to the client. And the client did what a lot of clients had done when I showed them a portfolio piece. He sort of looks at it in an odd way. He flipped through the pages very quickly, and then guess what? He narrowed his focus on a certain section of the brochure that I would actually prefer him not to look at. Like, he was looking at something on page 4 and reading some copy that I wrote there when my really good stuff was on page 2. You know, so I found myself sort of jumping in and saying, hey, you know, take a look at page 2. It's much better. And then he would kind of look at me, and he'd ask a lot of predictable questions. He'd say, how did you come up with the idea for this sales brochure? What kind of results did it get? Who did you write this for? Did you have any input into the design, or did you just write it? And things like that. And after a while, I began to realize, hey, a portfolio sample in and of itself really doesn't do a good job presenting what I bring to the table as a copywriter. In fact, it's a very poor salesman a lot of the times for me. And the problem actually got exacerbated when the internet came along and I started sharing portfolio samples by email. Then I wasn't there personally to explain the portfolio piece and answer questions and walk a client through it. The portfolio piece was all on its own then, and therefore even more ineffective. So those are some of the problems that I encountered, and I started looking for ways to find a better way to present portfolio pieces.
So you basically decided to try a different approach.
That's right, and that's how this whole idea of a Portfolio One piece evolved.
Okay, so we're going to review some samples of Portfolio One sheets in just a moment. But before we do that, let's summarize for the audience. What are the disadvantages of showing the actual portfolio sample to the client?
Yeah, it's a good question. I get that asked a lot. Why can't you just show the portfolio sample? Sure, there's some pitfalls, but why not just do that? There are really five good reasons why a portfolio sample showing the actual piece that you created to a client has a lot of drawbacks. And for those of you who have the worksheets in front of you, you can jot these down on worksheet number one, where it actually says in the headline, what's wrong with just showing a portfolio sample as is? So here we go. The number one issue is that an actual portfolio sample often doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't tell in and of itself the work you actually did on the piece and the full value of what you brought to the table. There's a friend of mine who is a designer, and he specializes in exhibit design. He's a freelance exhibit designer. There isn't too many of those, by the way, in North America. He's one of the few. And he used to be very frustrated because he would design an exhibit, take a picture of it, and then use that as a portfolio piece. And when people asked him about his exhibit design, he would show them pictures of exhibits he created. But the picture itself didn't tell the whole story. It didn't tell about the background, the research he did into competing exhibits. It didn't say anything about the strategy and why he did things the way he did in order to create an exhibit that attracted more qualified visitors to the exhibit booth. It didn't do any of that. It was just the picture. It didn't tell the whole story. And he got frustrated with that. And when he started using Portfolio One sheets instead of just pictures of his portfolio, he got much better results. Another problem, number two, is that an actual portfolio sample can sometimes tell a different story than you want it to tell. You know, that brochure I showed that client that I did for Alias Wavefront, that four-page brochure, you know, the client was focusing on a section on page four that I really didn't want him to spend a lot of time on because the client had changed the words there. I didn't like the way the client did it. You know, it really didn't represent my best work. My best work was on page one, two, and three, but he wasn't focusing on that. So because he just focused on an area that I didn't want him to focus on, my portfolio piece was, in fact, telling a much different story to him than I wanted it to tell. So that's another drawback. When you have a Portfolio One piece, you can focus the client's attention on those elements of your portfolio piece that you want the clients to see. You control the presentation. Number three, an actual portfolio piece is essentially meaningless to a client unless it's put into the context of what that client is trying to achieve. Like, you know, as you and I know, Ed, there's this old saying in marketing, people don't buy a drill, they buy the hole that the drill makes.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's the same thing for freelance creative services. You know, clients don't necessarily buy our designs or our writing or our photography or whatever it is that we create for clients. They actually don't buy that. What they're buying is the results of that. And what a Portfolio One sheet can do for you is to help you position your Portfolio One piece in terms of the results that it helped your client achieve, because that's what your clients are really interested in. And number four, an actual portfolio sample doesn't answer all the questions that a client may have. I mean, you can pretty much predict when you show a portfolio piece to a client the questions that client is going to ask. They're going to ask you questions about, did you do the whole thing or just part of it? Did you come up with a concept, or did you just do the writing or just do the design? You know, you can predict these questions. Well, why not answer those questions in advance rather than waiting for them? And if you send a portfolio piece by email or show it on your website, you're not there to answer those questions. So that can put you at a disadvantage. So that's what a portfolio one sheet can do. It can help. It can answer those questions that you know clients are going to ask about it. And finally, number five, and this is a big one. In some circumstances, let's face it, looking at actual samples can be boring. You know, if you specialize in writing white papers, showing a client a bunch of white papers, I mean, and taking them on a tour through every single page of all the white papers that you've written is going to be pretty boring to a client. It's just going to be words and images to him. They're not going to really understand what it all means. But a portfolio one piece allows the client to get a sense of the work you do and the results you achieve at a glance by looking at just one page. So I know I've talked a lot about the disadvantages and the advantages of one sheets there, but I think it's very important to know why they're so effective and the problems that they solve.
No, and that makes a lot of sense. And I'm wondering, tell us about your first attempt at creating one of these one sheets.
Yeah, you can actually see the very first attempt at creating one on worksheet number two, where it says, what's a portfolio one sheet? You can see a picture of my very first attempt right there. And this is actually a direct mail letter with a response card that I created for an old client of mine, UPS. And it did very well. And, you know, I used to use, when I showed my direct mail samples to clients, I would actually give them the actual samples. But I found I had the same problems as when I showed a brochure or any other piece that I did. So I decided to try this portfolio one-sheet approach. And you can see what I did here. I know it's a small picture here, but I'll walk you through it. You can see in the upper right-hand corner, I have some editorial about the portfolio piece that I'm showing off here. I have some information about why it was created and importantly, the results that it got. And then you see the lower right-hand corner, that larger text box there? That is an excerpt from the copy. And this is one of the things that I really like about Portfolio One Sheets, that you can focus the client on looking at your best work. What I did is I took the best two or three paragraphs, the really good paragraphs from that direct mail letter, and I just blew it up into an excerpt so clients will read that rather than looking at somewhere else on the letter. And I just simply showed with a circle and a bar there where that is in the letter. So and on the upper left-hand corner, I just have some basic information about who the client is and the objective of the piece and things of that nature. So, you know, I created this myself. I didn't have a professional designer do it. Obviously, you can tell by looking at it. So it was a very simple attempt at creating a portfolio one piece, but it worked very, very well. The first time I showed it to a potential client at a meeting, and this is a true story, I passed it over with some trepidation because I've never actually used this before. He asked to see a sample. I passed this over. He picked it up. He looked at it for a couple of seconds. It looked like he read the whole thing. And then he said, wow, you obviously know what you're doing. And that's exactly the impression you want to make on a client. You want a client to think, as soon as they see something that you've created, you want a client to think, hey, you know what you're doing. So that's the impression I got. And it was really at that moment that I knew that this portfolio one sheet technique was going to work very well for me.
Yeah, Matt, looking at this, I can see how the one sheet can be a much better salesperson for your services than an actual portfolio sample.
Oh, you're absolutely right, because it puts the control of the presentation of your portfolio sample in your hands. You control the presentation. You can show off the best aspects of your piece. You can describe the results the piece created for you. And also, you know, it instantly differentiates you from other freelance professionals, because very few other freelance professionals use this technique or even know about it. But it makes you look much more professional and expert and together, you know. So it's a great technique. And like I said, if you just have spec samples or practice pieces that you've done, it's also a great way to showcase those types of samples as well.
Gotcha. So
Before we go move on, Ed, you know, there's one unexpected benefit that I got from using one sheets. I found that clients really liked them as well. Because especially these days, clients are really busy, And they like the idea of looking at a single page to get a good idea of your capabilities. And also, with a single sheet, they can clip that to internal proposals and get internal budget approvals to hire you and things of that nature. So clients love this approach.
Oh, I can see that. And especially, you're right, they're so frazzled today. What I've noticed is some people, if you send them too much, they'll put it off because they keep thinking, I don't have time to review that right now. But if you
That's
make
right.
it very,
you know,
very easy...
In fact, someone sent me some portfolio samples just last week, and it's like two or three PDFs, and they're multiple pages long. And the work, I'm sure, is really impressive. I just don't have the time to look at it right now.
Yeah.
There's so many pages. The one sheet solves that problem as well.
I can see that. I can see that. So let's clearly define this so there's no confusion about what a portfolio one sheet is. Why don't you give us a clear definition of that?
Sure. Well, here's my attempt at a clear definition. And you can write this down on worksheet number 2 there. We left some room for you. It's a single page that showcases your sample so that it makes the impression you want it to make and conveys the information you want it to convey. That's important. So that it makes the impression you want to make and conveys the information you want it to convey. By impression, obviously you want clients to be instantly interested, intrigued, excited, impressed by what you've done at a glance. You want them to look at it and go, wow, you know what you're doing. And information, you want to provide the client as much information as possible about your portfolio piece so they understand the full value, they understand what you bring to the table. So that's my definition of a portfolio one piece.
Okay, no, that makes sense. And we should probably make the distinction that each one sheet that you put together focuses on only one sample. So it's not intended to summarize your entire portfolio into one page, right?
That's right. And I actually tried that. I tried to have a kind of collage of direct mail samples. I find it doesn't work well. What works best is one sample for one portfolio one sheet.
Okay. I can see that. We're going to talk about how to put some of these together in just a moment, but why don't we first take a look at some actual samples in this handout.
Yeah, you can look on worksheet number 3. What you're looking at there is a one-page ad that I did for a client that was actually my most successful ad ever at that time. It got a huge response, but the ad was so deceptively simple that when I showed that sample to clients, they weren't impressed because it's just so simple. You know, so what I did is I used the portfolio one sheet approach, and I put a picture of the ad in the portfolio one piece, and I described the results that it got. But notice here, if you look closely, you'll see callouts from the ad copy and it says copy close up one, copy close up two. What I did to explain to clients my strategy is I would describe why I wrote each section the way that I did. And that brought that portfolio piece to life for me. So instead of clients looking at it and going, this looks pretty simple, they would realize the strategy that went into writing it that made this ad so successful. So, and this is obviously a better design version of my portfolio one piece. I'm starting to get better at it, obviously, at this point. To turn over the worksheet number 4, and there's another example of a direct mail piece that I put into a portfolio one sheet format. This is a direct mail piece for Hewlett Packard. Notice a couple of additional elements here. We have a testimonial from a magazine who reviewed the piece, and also a mention of an award win. If you're lucky to win an award for a piece that you've created, or you can get a client testimonial associated with a piece that you've created, put that in your one sheet as well. It really makes it more, it makes it much more impressive. So you can see at a glance here how the portfolio one sheet really brings this portfolio piece to life. If you saw the portfolio piece separately, it's still pretty impressive, but it doesn't do as nearly as good a job as this one page portfolio one piece. Flipping over the worksheet number 5, this is a piece that one of our readers did, Ed. Deb, she is a copywriter and a designer, and she uses the portfolio one piece technique quite a bit in her own work. And you can see here's a picture of a two-sided sell sheet that she created for a client. It's a very good sell sheet, but you know what it's like, Ed. You know, sell sheets, when you first glance at them, they don't really look impressive.
Yeah, they don't.
You know, but they're very, very effective, and it's a real art and science to create an effective sell sheet. And she's very good at it. But the sell sheet in and of itself doesn't really show off her considerable copywriting and design talents. So what she did is she put it into this one-sheet format. You can see below she has copy close-up. She has excerpts from her copy, so she's controlling the presentation. She's drawing attention, drawing the client's attention to those areas of the sell sheet that showcases her very best writing. And, you know, this is a very effective sell sheet, and very simple to create and produce. And if you flip over to worksheet number 6, same thing. This is another example. This is interesting because this is a white paper that she's showcasing here. And I don't know how long this white paper is, but if it's like an average white paper, it's probably, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 pages in length. And showing a white paper to a client, the whole thing, I guarantee all a client will do is flip through it a little bit, and that's it. They won't really get the full value of what you brought to the table to create that white paper. So what she did is she put it in, again, in a one-sheet format. She pulled out some of her best excerpts of copy from the white paper. So she, again, drawing the client's attention to her best work. She's put in a testimonial that she has for this white paper at the bottom. She's showcasing a testimonial. And again, very, very simply created, very simply designed here, but very, very effective way to showcase her again, considerable writing and copywriting design abilities. And worksheet number 7 is a little bit different. This is from a graphic designer. He created an award-winning direct mail piece that you can see there for a major client. The thing is that whenever he showed it to a client, clients didn't seem all that impressed, again, because the portfolio piece didn't do a good job of describing just how much value he brings to the table when he's hired to design a direct mail piece. So what he did here is he showed a thumbnail picture of the direct mail piece, and then through callouts, he described the different elements of this direct mail piece and why he designed those elements the way he did for maximum effectiveness. And that made all the difference. And this approach really impressed clients much more than showing off the actual piece. So those are some examples, Ed, of different portfolio one-sheets.
No, these are fantastic. And, you know, just having these in front of you and as a reference can be a great way to get ideas to put your own together. So let's actually get into that. That's a nice segue into this next section, which is how do you create these? What elements need to be in place to make a portfolio one sheet effective?
Well, the main element is to show a thumbnail of the piece that you've created. And by the way, folks, you could jot these notes down on worksheet number 8, where it says elements of an effective portfolio one sheet. Put a thumbnail of the picture of your piece. Now, in some circumstances, that may not be possible. I was working with a script writer a few months ago, and she scripts podcasts for people. And, of course, how do you show a podcast as an image on a portfolio one sheet? Well, what she did is she showed a picture of a microphone, so she had a representation of a podcast. But any kind of image on there that represents what you did, either a picture of the portfolio one piece, an actual picture of it, or some visual representation of it can work very well. Also, number 2, draw attention with your one piece on the best aspects of the work that you did. If you're a designer, you know, pull out and enlarge those areas that really show off your design capabilities. If you're a writer, you know, draw out those excerpts from the copy that are most impressive, that you really want clients to read and that you really want to show off. So control the presentation. Show clients aspects of your portfolio piece that you want them to see. Number 3, explain your underlining strategy from the piece. Clients like to hire writers and like to hire designers and photographers who are also good strategists. So describe your thinking, your ideas, your reasons for doing things the way that you did, and that'll certainly impress clients. Number 4, provide some information on the results that your client got from the piece. Now, I know that's not always easy to do, and sometimes the information is not always available, but do the best you can to describe some of the results that a client got from the piece, even if the result is very vague, like the client was very impressed and the sales force really liked this new brochure and they used it a lot. Even if it's something wishy-washy like that, that's better than nothing. But if you can get some results, describe the results that your piece got. Number five, anticipate questions that your client is bound to ask about your portfolio piece and if appropriate, answer those questions on your portfolio one sheet. You know, clients want to know who your client was for the piece. They want to know the objective of the piece. They want to know the results that that piece got. You know, so, you know, anticipate those questions and try to answer them on your portfolio one piece. That's especially important these days because a lot of portfolio pieces are shared via the internet or are shared via email, and you're not there personally to answer the questions. So make sure that a lot of those questions, the most important ones at least, are answered on your portfolio one piece. And finally, add anything else that you think might impress a client. If it won an award, if you have a testimonial, if it got some publicity, whatever it is, feel free to add those elements as well to your portfolio one piece. Even if it looks a little crowded, like my Hewlett-Packard one is, it can still be very impressive and effective.
Well, that's good. That's real good, Steve. And let's talk about the basics of creating the one sheet in terms of format and design. What should people consider when putting these together?
Well, I've tried a lot of different approaches, and I've worked with other people who have tried a lot of different approaches as well. And what works best is this: one sheet, one page. I've had portfolio one sheets that were 2 pages and even 3 pages long. They didn't work as well. I thought they would. They didn't work as well. The one sheet approach, there's something about having everything on one page that makes this work very, very well. So if possible, keep it to one page. 8.5 by 11 page works best, unfolded, one side, not both sides. And also, produce it as a electronic format and probably, you know, a PDF format. Make it as a PDF so it can easily be shared on the internet and by email. But also keep the option open to create a good quality digital print version as well, especially if you attend live meetings with potential clients. You want to be able to hand them a physical sample, not send them an email later on. And if you're going to have your one sheet designed by a freelance designer, let your designer know that even though he or she is creating your one sheet as a PDF, keep the option open to have a print version created as well, because that'll affect how that designer chooses colors and layout. As you know, Ed, sometimes certain colors and layout that looks good on a PDF may not look good when it's printed as a print piece.
Oh yeah.
Let your designer know that you want to keep the option open for producing this as a print piece as well. And on the topic of designers, unless you're good at design, hire a good freelance designer to do it for you. Have your freelance designer create a basic template for it, and then that makes all the other one sheets that you happen to create a lot faster to create, and a lot more inexpensive to create as well. You don't have to create some original design for every single one sheet. You can have a kind of a standard version of it.
Okay. So good. That covers essentially what a portfolio one sheet is and how you can create one. Now we mentioned earlier that this is also a great way of showcasing samples that you've created on spec, or maybe as an exercise in a course you've taken, or even a fictitious sample that you've created just so you have something in a new area that you're trying to break into. Is that right?
Well, that's right, because, you know, it's a real challenge to show clients that kind of sample, a spec sample or some practice work that you've done, because I mean, let's face it, it never really looks good. It never really looks real. It kind of flags you instantly as a beginner. Can you imagine, you know, doing some web copy work but sending just the Word doc to a client? I mean, it just flags you as maybe not really in business, you know,
yeah.
and as a beginner. What a portfolio one sheet does is it allows you to showcase your work in such a way that it looks much more professional and gets the client focused on the work you did rather than being focused on the fact that it's not a quote-unquote real project. And there's actually an example of this on worksheet number 9. A student of mine, Milton Smith, did some work for a copywriting course that I teach, and he wanted to showcase that work he did to clients. So what he did is he created a portfolio one sheet, and you can see the sample of it right there. A very simple sheet, It has the name of the client, the objective. It has his name on it. It has a testimonial there he got from me. And it showcases his copywriting work for an e-zine ad, an email newsletter ad, and a banner ad, a website banner ad. Now, he didn't actually have those pieces produced. These were practice pieces, so he didn't have those to show. So what he did is he dressed them up and showcased them in this Portfolio One sheet. And I think you'd agree this is a much better, more impressive way to showcase that work than it would be if he simply sent a Word doc to a client.
Very good. Very good. So let's say that I'm a freelance web designer, though, and I created a few Portfolio One sheets of my best samples. So what would be the best ways to use these one sheets to get business?
Well, here are some tips on how to do that. You can jot this down, folks, on the worksheet number 10, where it says the best ways to use Portfolio One sheets to promote your services. Number one is you can put little thumbnails of your one sheets on your website and then have a form that clients can fill out to request them. I get some arguments on this technique because some people say, hey, why don't you just put these on your website and let clients download them freely without having to request them? But I find that if you put a form on your website and have clients request them rather than simply give them away on your website, that you at least have their names and you can follow up on those leads. And I just like that approach better. So that's one way you can do it is to have your one sheets available on your website for clients to request by simply filling out a form. Another way, and here's something that I found really works well, is attach one sheets or appropriate one sheets to quotations and proposals and other pitches that you send to potential clients during that quoting process. If you're going to send in a proposal, clip a couple of appropriate one sheets. When you do that, it dramatically increases your chances of getting a job. First of all, it puts your quotation in perspective. There's another element to it that impresses clients and motivates them to hire you. But also, if the person you're talking to has to share your quotation with a colleague inside the company that you haven't spoken to yet to get some kind of an approval, at least that person can see this one sheet as well and be impressed by it and hopefully approve the budget. So I find doing that works very well. Number three, have them available at live meetings. When you attend a live meeting, an in-person meeting with a potential client, have some of these one sheets printed out, appropriate one sheets printed out and available. Don't pull them out all at once and show them to a client. Believe it or not, no one, and this is important, no one likes a portfolio tour. No one. Even if they say, take me on a tour of your portfolio, no one likes it, right? So never use portfolio samples that way. Instead, wait for a strategic moment in a meeting. Let's say when the client is discussing the direct mail piece he needs to have written or exhibit that he needs to have created for an upcoming trade show. And at that strategic moment, when you think it's the right moment, pull out your portfolio one sheet and provide the client with one or two of those that showcases your best work.
Hey, Steve, I'd like to add something there because I think that's a very, very good point. And it's somewhat counterintuitive. We automatically think, well, let's give them more. They like what they see. Let me show them more. But less is more. I like to think of it as food. If you're a caterer, you just give them small bite-sized samples and just a few. That's it. Don't throw a 10-course meal in front of them. It's overwhelming, and you actually risk raising questions that you won't be able to answer or getting into a hole that you can't get out of. So just give them enough to take them to the next level, to show them what you're capable of. Don't overdo it.
That's right, because if you show a client, let's say, six Portfolio One sheets, for example, and if there's something about that about number six that the client didn't quite like or rubbed the client the wrong way a little bit or has a question about that you can't answer, he's not going to remember the five impressive one sheets you showed him. What's going to linger is that issue about number six, you know. So be very strategic about this. I like that line, Ed. Less is more. I never show more than two, frankly. You know, one or two, three at most. Number four is use a portfolio one sheet as an offer in your self-promotion, in the marketing that you do. I've tried this on many occasions, and it works quite well. I'll send a I'll send a letter or an email to a potential client. I'll tell them about a one sheet that's available that describes the results that my client got with a direct mail piece I've written for them or an email campaign I wrote for them, and they'll be interested and they'll request it. And I've gotten some good response that way, and it's a great tool to use as offers in your marketing, and not just the front end stuff where you're trying to generate leads and interest in your services, but also your stay in touch campaign as well. If you're staying in touch with long term prospects, using a portfolio one sheet as an offer is just another of a long list of ways you can stay in touch. And finally, number five, and here's the interesting technique that I've tried a couple of times. I'm going to do more of these. Is to convert your one sheet into a success story article. Now, what I mean by that is that, you and I, Ed, work in the business-to-business field, so we know that a success story article is a case study. We call it a case study in B2B. But taking your one sheet and repurposing it into an article format that becomes more of a success story can work very well.
Yeah, and tell us what that's about, because I think this is an interesting approach to showcase your samples.
Yeah, the success story article approach. This is really a variation of the portfolio one sheet, and we didn't have this on the original information page for this teleclass, but it's a technique that is closely associated with one sheets, and it fits nicely into our theme of powering up your portfolio. And basically, here's the way it works, is you take a portfolio one sheet. Like, you notice on a portfolio one sheet, it'll often have the name of the client. It'll have some information about the results. It'll have some highlights from the copy or from the design or whatever you're highlighting about the piece. Sometimes it'll even have a testimonial from the client as well. Well, you take that and you write an article based on all that information. You turn it into a 700, 800-word article. And it becomes a success story article, and that can be very useful as well. In fact, there's a couple of samples we'd like to show you. If you turn over to worksheet number 8, here is an example of a success story article.
Number 11, Steve. I'm sorry, it's worksheet number 11, not 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, worksheet number 11. Apologize. Turn to worksheet number 11. The title will say The Success Story Approach, and you'll see an example of a success story article that Mindwalk Design Group did, and for a direct mail piece that they wrote, that they created. And this is actually 3 pages long. I'm just showing you the first page here, but it follows the typical format. It describes the problem that the client had, the challenge, what they were trying to achieve. It went into how Mindwalk created the direct mail piece to solve that problem, to achieve the client's objectives. And finally, it gave a summary of the results that the direct mail piece achieved for the clients. Again, about 700, 800 words long, and it's like an expanded editorial one sheet. It's just expanded into a success story format. And if you turn to worksheet number 12, not 9, here is another example of a success story. This one from our friend Pete Savage. And this is, again, coincidentally, this is another showcase and another direct mail piece. But you can see how he has taken a portfolio piece and he's created a story around it, a success story around it. Again, following that same format of describing the problem the client had, describing the solution, which is his great consulting and copywriting work on this direct mail piece, and then the results this piece achieved. And also, he has an added element here. He has quite a long and extensive bio that he has here as well, and several client testimonials that he's integrated into this as well. And that makes a very effective way of presenting a portfolio sample. There's a pro and there's a con to this approach. The pro is that a success story article can be much more effective than a one sheet because it just contains much more information and it dramatizes the piece a bit more. However, it does have this one drawback in that while a one sheet a client can look at and quickly at a glance get what you're all about and get what you bring to the table at a glance, with a success story format, the client pretty much has to read it or has to scan it. So not as many clients will read a success story as they will look at a one sheet. So that's kind of the downside of success story format. But it has its place. It can work very, very well.
So, Steve, this is a question that somebody asked me yesterday, and I think we need to bring it up just to be clear on this.
Sure.
Let's say you've been freelancing for a long time, and you have dozens and dozens of samples in your portfolio. Is the objective here to create a one sheet for each one of these? And if not, how do you decide which pieces you do this with?
Okay, first of all, it's a mistake to create a one sheet for every single portfolio sample you ever do, because you don't want to show clients, as we talked about earlier, less is more. You don't want to show clients 20 samples. You want to show clients one or two really good samples. So you don't need a portfolio piece for every piece. What you do need is a portfolio one sheet for every category that you do. For example, I'll just use myself as an example. I do a lot of work in business-to-business sales communication, so sales brochures, sales presentations, things of that nature. So I'll have two or three portfolio one sheets in that area. Then I have a large direct mail portfolio, so I have two or three one sheets there. You know, I didn't create 100 one sheets. I just created two or three of them for my best work. So just have one or two good pieces for each category that you do.
That's good advice. That's good advice, and that's a lot of information. So let me
try.
Yeah,
went longer than 30 minutes.
We kind of packed it all in. Let me try to summarize, do a quick review of what we just discussed, and then we'll go ahead and take some questions.
Great.
But we've talked about how the portfolio one sheet technique is a way for clients to see at a glance what you really bring to the table when they're considering you for a project. We also talked about how it can help you make the impression you want to make and convey the information you need to communicate, especially when you don't have a chance to explain the sample yourself in a live meeting, so when they're looking at these samples behind closed doors, so to speak. We've also gone through several real examples that have shown us how this technique can put control of the presentation of the samples in your hands, how it enables you to showcase the best aspects of the piece, how it, and why it reduces portfolio apologies, why it makes you look more professional, more together, why it makes it easier for the client to share your samples with his or her team and her colleagues. And for freelancers who are starting out or trying to break into a new area in their field, it allows them to showcase spec samples or samples they've created on fictitious products. We've also talked about and covered the key elements that make portfolio one sheets effective. We've explained how to create a portfolio one sheet for your best samples. Aside from using them when a prospect asks you for samples, we also talked about a few ways you can use them and leverage them to help drum up more business. So, for example, using them in a direct mail promotion, having them available at live meetings, converting some of them into success story articles. And as a bonus strategies, we expanded on that last one, and we discussed the success story article approach, why it can be so effective, and how you can turn some of your samples into case study articles. So that's a lot of information, Steve, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. We're now going to open it up for questions, and I'm going to hand it back over to Crystal, who's going to explain again how to ask questions using your phone keypad.
Thanks, Ed. So to start the Q&A part of the call, I'm going to explain the following process. If you would like to ask a question or to have a or if you have a comment, press star 2 on the keypad. This will place your question in the order it was received, so you don't actually become unmuted until I select you. And how it works is I will unmute each call in order, and I'll let you know that it's your turn by saying the last 4 digits of your number. So before you ask your question, once you're unmuted, please state your name and your location. So once again, if you want to ask a question or have a comment, press star 2 on your keypad. And our first question comes from last 4 digits, 6123. You're unmuted. You can go ahead.
Yes, this is Ken Brooks Johnson. Question I have is there a low-cost graphics program a beginner can use to develop a format?
I don't know of any software or template off the shelf. that you can buy or find on the internet. Is that what you're referring to? Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. That has this template in it. You know, like for example, Microsoft Publisher. I don't think they have a one sheet template because there's not this. Not a lot of people even know about this technique. You know, it's not new. I've been using it for years, but I really haven't spread the word around that much. So, not a lot of people are even aware of this technique. However, as a participant of the class, you do get a very simple template that you can use that we're going to send to you that you can use in your word processing program to create a very simple one sheet. So that's a good place to start.
Excellent.
But what you should do eventually is to hook up with a good freelance designer to create to have that designer create a template for you. Now, offline, if you want to shoot me an email, I can send you a recommendation of a freelance designer who creates my one sheets and creates one sheets for a lot of other freelance professionals. So he knows what they're all about. You don't have to explain it to him. He knows the best practices of how to create a template for a one sheet. And if you just contact me offline, I'd be happy to send you his name.
Great. Thank you.
No problem.
So our next question is from the caller with numbers 8461. Make sure to let us know your name and your location. Go ahead, you're unmuted.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Lefton from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I have a couple questions. I've done a number of campaigns that have, you know, like three ads in them. Would you suggest showing three ads on a one sheet? In many ways, it makes more sense to see an entire campaign.
Yeah, you know, you'd think that, wouldn't you? And I used to think that way too. But every time I've used a one sheet, I got better results. So it's counterintuitive sometimes. You'd think a client wants to see every step and component of a piece, but that's not necessarily so. You know, I created a series of sell sheets for a company one time. I remember many years ago, there was about six or seven of them. But I didn't create a separate sell sheet for each one of those. I simply kind of fanned them out into a picture on my one sheet and then showcase my best work from two or three of those sell sheets on my one sheet. So it was all done on one sheet.
Okay, so you're saying basically take three ads, fan them out, and then just give a description of the whole project?
That's right. The results that you that your client achieved, the strategy, your thinking, your strategy, your ideas behind it, how you put it together, why you did it that way. Try to get it all on one sheet.
Okay, thank you. Next question, real quickly. I'm writing articles now. What would you do visually to show that you an article?
That can be very tricky. Like I said, I was working with someone who does podcasts, and how do you show visually a podcast? And she ended up using a microphone and a picture of her client behind it, you know, as a visual representation of a podcast script. If you're doing something that doesn't lend itself to being very visual, like a article or like a white paper, sometimes it's a very simple cover, find some way to have a visual representation of that, and you just have to do some creative thinking. I can't think of a good way to do an article right now, but maybe just showing a picture of the front page of the article could be enough to have a visual representation of what that is.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Our lines are still open for questions. We've got nobody in queue right now, so...
Well, there's one thing we didn't cover, Crystal, that Pete summed up in the summary, and that's this idea of portfolio apology. So I just wanted to explain that very briefly what that is. We've all had that experience where, you know, we show a portfolio piece to a client and we say, you know, here's why I wrote it this way and here's the idea behind the headline and blah, blah, blah. And then the client says, yeah, but who came up with this ugly red border around it? Oh, that wasn't me. That was the designer. I advised them against it. And we always have those situations where we're apologizing for some aspect of a portfolio piece we did that perhaps we didn't have control over or the client changed. And a one sheet solves that problem. You know, you can eliminate those elements and avoid this what I call portfolio apology, which can really ruin the presentation.
Hey, Stephen, I also wanted to add, as far as the question on how to present an article.
Yeah.
If the article is going to be published in an industry or trade publication, I write a lot of those articles. Try to get a thumbnail or a picture of the front cover, which you can also always grab online. Doesn't have to be the particular issue that it was on, that it was in, but you can always grab something. So that's an idea if it is getting published somewhere like that, or find an icon or a thumbnail of kind of a generic publication, an iStock photo or one of these stock illustration sites, and that might convey the fact that, hey, it was in a print publication.
Now that's a great suggestion, Ed. Thanks.
We have two more questions waiting here, if you guys are ready. The next question, your caller number is 6424. Just make sure to let us know your name and where you're calling from. You'll go ahead, you're unmuted.
Hi, it's Allison, and we are in Southern Ontario. My husband and I are both on the line. I am a freelance designer of accessories and women's clothing, and I do bespoke pieces. So I don't start until there's a human in front of me so that the garment fits that human as opposed to a random human, if that makes sense.
Okay.
What's very important in my work is to demonstrate that as the person moves, the garment moves and is still comfortable to wear. And I was wondering if you had any examples of people who were making something that movement was important in. So are people using video to do this kind of thing, to relay these kinds of concepts and really illustrate your portfolio? Because I'd like to put web clips of some of my better pieces.
Sure. And there's a lot of people I've spoken to that use one sheets that actually produce videos, for example. Or produce three-dimensional things like trade show exhibits and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a very similar category where you have kind of a three-dimensional kind of moving thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do, again, is do some creative thinking and find ways to represent that on a portfolio one sheet. And that maybe you have, instead of one image, you have two or three images that conveys the sense of movement with a caption below that describes it. I'm not sure, but that could be one idea that you could explore. But find some way to convey that on a one sheet, because like I said, the one sheet approach can work very well for you in many different circumstances. Now, saying that, you should also have perhaps a video on your website as well that for those prospects who want to go a bit deeper and learn a bit more about you. Or having an online demo on your website could be very advantageous to you as well. But also have one sheets, because there's a lot of situations you'll run into where that one sheet's going to be very, very handy.
Yes, I think so too. And if I'm going to do the video kind of thing where I'm demonstrating the work, typically how long should that video be to be the equivalent of a one page? Would you think?
Oh, no more than a couple minutes long. With
okay.
online video, when people are looking for product information and looking into products, they've done a lot of studies on this for different types of products, especially business-to-business products and services. And short is better. The shorter, the better. You know, people will look at an online video when they're trying to make a buying decision. They want to get the information very, very quickly. They don't want to take too much time, so you don't have to. So don't put in a slow kind of Hollywood beginning, kind of thing. Get right to the point, and convey the information that you want to convey in the most effective way possible, in the shortest way possible.
Okay, thank you very much for that. It means I'm on the right track with what I'm trying to work on. So
great.
Thank you.
You have a very unique business. Congratulations.
I have something else to add to that one that might help. So maybe you can come up with two variations. So one would be a PDF version that shows three or four pictures that convey that movement. And then the other one could be one that's one sheet on a web page. It's a web page specific for that sample, and you could have the same layout almost as you did in the PDF, but the difference is you have the video embedded there in a key part of that page.
Oh, I like that.
You see what I'm saying? So it wouldn't be a page that you'd be able to get to through the main navigation of your site. So you'd have to give the person a specific URL. But
I like that a lot.
Yeah, so they have the access. If they can get online, they can see it. But if you're somewhere where you can't do that, then you have the PDF.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, guys.
Sure.
It's our pleasure.
So we only have time for one more question. And the last caller here is 9538. So go ahead. You're unmuted. Just make sure to let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Kathy in Michigan, and I want to thank you for validating an idea that I had but couldn't quite figure out how to bring to fruition. So the Portfolio One sheet certainly does that. My question is, I've done several series of books for major publications, and I'm wondering if repeated editions, if it would be better to use that fan approach to show the covers of several and then just key elements from each of those, or whether I should focus on a single edition and what was best to highlight from that particular edition.
Yeah, what you have is a bit of an exception to the guidelines that I gave you. And I think you and I spoke before, haven't we? Am I thinking of the right person who wrote a lot of books? Okay. There's someone else I was speaking to a couple months ago who had the same situation. They had written a lot of books in a series. And what I suggested to her was to create an image at top, kind of like an icon on her one sheets of all these books, but have the one book that she's focusing on that one sheet in color and the other books in black and white. As kind of a key guide. So this one sheet is about book number two, this other sheet is about book number three. But anybody who looks at the one sheet will get that it's part of a series and that she wrote the whole series. And that approach worked very well for her.
Now, within a book, there are like profiles of individuals as well as how-to information and reference materials.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, and because there's different aspects of a book that you want to showcase, right?
Yes.
And you can do that with. That's why I said it may be the exception to the rule. The rule being, one portfolio piece, one sheet. Well, for you, you might have one book that showcases the how-to aspects of the book, but then have a second one sheet that showcases the expert interviews that you've done for the book and the expert profiles or whatever that may be. See what I mean?
Yes, and that's where I was thinking, but I appreciate the feedback.
That's right. So you may have to have two or even three, because books are such long pieces, two or even three one sheets for the same book showcasing different aspects of it, of the value
great.
That you brought. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And that's all the time we have today. So this ends today's teleclass, and I want to thank everyone for attending. I'd like to invite you to visit www.thewealthyfreelancer.com/bonus, where you can grab a number of valuable bonuses just for signing up for email updates from thewealthyfreelancer.com. Again, thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Ed. Thanks, Crystal.